When the legislature passed the budget last month, it was largely based on the idea that voters will approve a one penny per dollar increase in the state sales tax. However, as Christopher Conover reports, the sales tax increase is not a sure deal, nor is it something that everyone in the state capitol agrees with.
Arizona students are in line to receive more money along with law enforcement officers and public health clinics if voters vote yes on a proposed one penny per dollar increase in the state sales tax. The proposal was put on the ballot by the legislature, but it was originally the idea of Governor Jan Brewer.
We have no other choice. We cannot cut our way out of this budget. Even after cutting over $2.2 billion, we still are short another $1 billion. And so we need to, in order to get everything on the road to recovery, to make our economy vibrant, we're going to have to ask for that 1 cent temporary sales tax.
Around the state capitol, however, not everyone agrees with the governor, including the man who holds Arizona's checkbook, State Treasurer Dean Martin.
I don't think the taxpayers right now who are struggling to make ends meet don't need to be bailing out the state government. The state created this mess through lack of planning. There are a lot of things that can be done that don't hit the economy. My concern, first and foremost, is with us getting out of the recession. That's the fastest way for us to balance our budget and start growing funding to education and other areas. By enacting a sales tax at the worst possible moment. I mean, not that there's a good time to raise taxes, but right now is probably the most difficult time for people to pay their bills. This is the worst thing we could do economically right now.
The proposal says if passed, 2/3 of the money would go to elementary, middle, and high schools, and the remaining 1/3 of the money would be split by health care and public safety. It also specifies that the tax increase is temporary, being discontinued in the summer of 2013. And the fact that the tax sunsets in legislative terms has Treasurer Martin worried.
It's temporary, so it only helps us for 3 years. That means the next governor, next legislature have to figure out how to get out of this mess all over again. It's not a permanent solution. So as ways go, it's not my favorite way to go.
Arizona's sales tax has been increased twice in nearly 30 years. In 1983, the rate was 5 cents on the dollar. It stayed at that level until Governor Jane Hull increased the sales tax by 0.6 cents to help pay for education. That was in 1999. The latest proposal would take the state portion of the sales tax to 6.6 cents on the dollar. And Governor Jan Brewer says now is the time for the increase.
I have never voted for a tax increase in my 28 years of public service. And so it was very difficult for me, too, to get my hands around it and realize the issues and the problems that Arizona is facing.
Legislative leaders knew the public could refuse to increase the sales tax, so they put together a backup spending plan for the state. Treasurer Dean Martin says the way he sees it, the contingency budget, which outlines cuts that would be made if the tax increase isn't approved, is like, in his words, putting a gun to the head of the voters.
If this thing fails, there's absolutely nothing stopping the legislature from coming into special session and going and doing another budget that doesn't hit these programs so hard.
However, even though Governor Brewer signed the contingency budget, it's not ironclad.
We're going to have to come back and we'll have to make some more adjustments if the sales tax is not passed, that temporary 1%. But it gives us a starting point. It gives us a head start, if you will, of where we're headed and what we're going to do. And I think that people, when they realize that if the tax doesn't pass, they'll have an idea of where those cuts are going to come from. And they'll come from education and public safety.
The sales tax decision will be up to voters on May 18th. For Arizona Spotlight, I'm Christopher Conover.